Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Farrell, MBA prep coach and verbal GMAT expert, and today we'll be talking about the goals essay, which is inevitably going to show up on pretty much every application you'll face. And so I wanted to give you a quick formula to answer this. And this actually is a rubric that you can use for almost any essay question. The trick is just figuring out how to apply it, which we'll talk about. So it's actually a very common approach to answering behavioral interview questions. And you might have heard about it from that. And it's called STAR, S-T-A-R, and that stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result. And the whole point of this is that you're really giving the listener, or in this case the reader, the ability to get some context about what you're talking about and also to give them the result. So often when we write things, we just kind of write about what we did and the action we took without really, you know, that person really understanding what brought that about, why that's important, why that solved a problem, and what that's demonstrating about you. So let's just first talk about the STAR part. And in the goals essay, you would really be talking about what are you doing now and what gives rise to your interest in business school, right? You're probably not doing it just to go in debt. So, you know, what is it that what's making that important for you at this point? So do you want to manage a staff? Do you want to switch careers? Do you want to move up the ladder? Do you want to enhance your credibility? Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you just simply need to get the skills to start a business and to run it effectively. So I'm going to kind of break this down by each of those and give you an idea of what the task part is. And so let's say that, you know, you do want to go ahead and manage a staff. And in that case, the task would be that you want to get some leadership skills and a deeper understanding of change management, motivation, negotiation, maybe even some kind of psychology change, you know, something like that where it's going to help you with managing people management, right? So that's the particular scenario. And then if you wanted to switch careers, then you might need general business skills to enhance the value that you're going to bring to an employer who might be taking a chance on you because you don't have industry experience. So just one possibility, and the idea is just to kind of give you a sense of how you might move forward with this. And if you want to just enhance your credibility, then maybe this would probably be a good idea if you want to get venture capital or something like this. So the task here is just to really be seen as someone who's educated and able to run a company well. And maybe if you're an entrepreneur, then you really just need to get business skills. So, you know, kind of that expression that what has gotten you here won't get you there, where you really need to have more skills to take your company to the next level, enter new markets and things like that. So someone who might be good at working in the business but not on the business. So those are the tasks that I see the most often with my clients. And then the action really is going to be about how business school is the answer for you and how is this business school the answer for you. So really, why is this the best action to accomplish that goal? So if you want to increase your leadership skills, why is business school the answer? If you want to enhance your credibility by becoming someone who is perceivedly educated, then why is this the answer? Same. So really, you know, or why is it this the answer? Why wouldn't you do something else as far as gaining the skills you need to run your business? So thinking about that, really demonstrating that you know what the MBA is all about, and then generally they're going to ask why this school as well. So you're going to want to include why that particular program is going to really be a fit with your needs. And having an airtight argument is extremely important because if you're kind of loosey-goosey, like I want to get an MBA because I'm at a crossroads of my career, it's just not going to separate you from anybody. It's certainly not going to be very compelling. You won't be able to enroll the AdCom into your vision of what you want to accomplish. They're investing in you, so you need to look like something they'd want to invest in. So that's why this is important. Okay, and then, so back to the action part. You know, we want to describe everything that you want to do in business school to obtain these skills. And really, business school is all about transformation. So transforming you in terms of your leadership skills or whatever, really, what is it that you're going to do in business school to evolve yourself into someone who would be an educated entrepreneur, someone who's capable of maybe expanding their business internationally? So thinking about, you know, who do you need to be in order to have terrific people management skills or be a great CEO or whatever. So thinking about what you need and how are you going to evolve yourself in business school in order to become someone who's good at that. And that should direct you to the activities that you really want to enlist in business school. And I just want to caution you, this is something I see a lot of, don't go completely haywire on that. Like, don't have a dozen things. It's better to go deep than wide, to have a few well-chosen things where you've really developed that, really thought it through. What I often say is people want to cram everything that's in the catalog into the essay, which is a major misstep because that's not achievable. You're going to be insanely busy. You're going to be looking at classes and internships, recruitment, speakers. I mean, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the library with your learning team. There's no way you're going to be able to take part in a dozen groups. But thinking about, you know, what how you could really allocate your time in business school in order to accomplish the goal that you've set out to, you know, set out for yourself. So that's really the action part. And by the way, on that note, I do recommend that you do a lot of research on what those programs offer and the differences between them and really the cultural differences and the differences in their values. That's actually going to win even more points as opposed to thinking this person has, you know, they have this club and they don't have this club. And, you know, really superficially, it's just not going to really have the same power as someone who's really kind of come to understand the values of a particular school and what they really stand for. So for that, I really recommend you, you know, go to the Clear Admit Guides, go to admissions events in person and online, do the coffee chats, spend time with alumni, do all those things, really round out your research of the program in a few different ways, because that's going to obviously look better in your essays. I mean, if you said, you know, I looked at the website for 10 minutes, it's going to be a very different thing than if you've really invested time and taken it seriously that you are going to become part of this community, because it'll be a lifetime association. It might be, you know, longer than a marriage for a lot of people. So it's a lifetime association, and they want an alumni member who's going to be active and who's going to really kind of enhance the reputation of the program so that they have a better chance at getting endowments and things like that. So someone who's a great representative is what you want to be. And you'll look like you are if you take the time to research the school more than just superficially. So in terms of the actual result part, there's a lot of things that you can go with here. I guess how would an MBA catapult you onto a new career trajectory is one of the most obvious, right? So if you're trying to get from point A to point B, then this is clearly going to open up a door for you, I'm hoping. So, by the way, you do need to have like a goal that's going to necessitate an MBA. So make sure that you have a goal that's chosen. That's, you know, if you say that I want to be a ballerina, that's really not going to work. So, that's one thing, but it's really, there's so many other things you could talk about. So how would you be adding more value to your current company? Is there an unmet need that you will fulfill, right? Let's say that you are an entrepreneur and you want to gain those business skills, and there's something that you'd like to do that's going to meet a need that's not currently being met. Maybe it has some kind of social impact. Maybe some socially, you know, beneficial impact. So, like, for example, I have a client who actually helps poor people obtain internet access, and it's a startup company. But before actually scaling that company, he would like to increase his overall business acumen in marketing and finance. So we would really think about the result of this, the result of him obtaining those skills, having people, you know, that are destitute to have internet access, which is something he's already engaged in doing, is extremely exciting. And that's something that the admissions committee is going to get excited about. They're going to be like, hey, we really want to be part of that, because clearly having internet access would open them up to starting a business or, you know, really just changing their economic situation in a lot of ways. So that's what you want to do, enroll them into your vision, as opposed to just kind of hammering some things out. Treat this like, you know, a sales opportunity as far as really getting them to sign on with your ideas. So that's what I have to say about that. And there it is, situation, task, action, and result. I think it's a really great formula for pretty much every essay question. Depends on how you apply it, of course, so that's the trick. But really, the idea is to give them the situation, which is some context, then to give them the task, which is what you have to do, what you need to be doing, and then the action is really how do you plan to, you know, I guess get that task done. And so in this case, it would be business school. And then for this result, then it would really be, you know, who's benefiting from this? Is it you, your company, your family, the world at large? Really kind of talk about, you know, why do we care, right? Why is this important and exciting? And so if you address that and you give them that full story, it will be a lot more compelling than if you really just sort of talk about your actions. So I hope that that's helpful to you. And please definitely get in touch with me at mbaprepcoach.com. And I'll look forward to talking to you next time.